We're in the middle of Simon Reish Mem Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, so far, I think, is the most exciting Sif I have seen so far in 2 years. Okay. So the topic is basically Shvisas Behema. There's a lot of topics. We'll soon see. Shvisas Behema. So there's two psukim in Shmos. One in Perek Chof, that's Aseres HaDibros. We say it in the Kiddush, Shabbos Day, some of us. And the other is in Shmos, Chof, Gimel, Yud Beis. In Shmos Chaf, which is Aseres HaDibros, Lo Sase Kom Melacha At Uvem Techa. Okay, that's a lav for your behema to work for you. Okay, that lav we call Machamer. It's an Issa Daraisa of Machamer, where you tell the behema, you however you do it, the discussion with your voice, with your stick, whatever, you get the behema to do Melacha for you on Shabbos. It's an Issa Daraisa. There's no Makas because it's the same lav that brings Misas Skila. It's a lav shenita lazharas Misas Bezdin, and therefore Mamela, there is no Makas, but it's an Isser lav. Now the animal, you could put the animal can go, you can let him graze around on the grass and eat grass, even though he's being kotzer and toleish grass, because he's not doing that for you. He's doing that for himself. He's allowed to eat.
Back to the nafsha.
Graze is roeh. Lirot. Okay, that's the lav. Then there's an assay in Shmos Chav Gimel Yabez, which is more talking about Shemitah. The pasuk says, Sheshes Yom Tase Masecha, Uviyom Ashi Tishbos, Lama'an Yanuach, Shorcha B'chamorecha. So that is an assay. That's the Isser assay of Shvisas Behemto. That's what the pasuk says. Okay, you have to learn Mishal and Pasuk. We're not doing that right now. So we have a lav and we have an assay. This is the assay of Shvisas Behema. Okay, one's a lav, one's an assay. And this is a machlokes by Mechamer. Is there Mechamer by an animal that does not belong to you? Most Rishonim say there is. Shvisas Behema is only my animal. But even if my animal is by, we'll soon see, is by, I lent it to the guy cannot work my animal on Shabbos. The guy, my animal has to rest on Shabbos. The Isser is on me to let my animal, it's an assay. I have to have my animal rest. Okay, that's part one. Part two. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about renting my animal. Okay, we'll discuss it over here. We're going to discuss it right now. Okay, so far we have a lav of Machamer where you get your animal to work on Shabbos. It's a lav, and we have an assay, and that your animal works on Shabbos, you have to have your, and often you'll have both. It'll be over on both, the assay and the lav. Now, what if I rent my animal to a guy? I have an Avis rent a behemoth, and I rent out behemoths, I rent out my cow, I rent out my shore to a guy. So, what is the status of a rental? Okay, Schiris Kanya, Schiris Lo Kanya. This is a gigantic sugya. So there's a Gemara Bavmatia and Nunvavo Mebeis, Rabzeri Asakasha. There they're talking about Ona'a. Is there Ona'a, a prohibition of overcharging when it comes to a rental? Do we say that it's only by a Mechira, but not Schiris? Or maybe it's the same thing that Abaye says, no. A rental, a Schiris, is a Memkar Liyoma. It's a one-day sale. Hold on. And if it's a one-day sale, and therefore there is a lav of Ona'a. Hold on. Okay, so a lot of people point and say, oh, it's a lav, a rental is a sale. It's a short-term sale. Then there's a Gemara about Azar Tezvav Min Aleph that says, I'm not allowed to rent a house to a guy. If he in Chutz Laretz, if for him to live there, he can rent a machzor, but not a house to live there, because he's going to bring in his avodah zarah. So I can't rent it to him. Doesn't it become his house? It's a mechira liyom. It becomes his. So the Gemara says, "Shiny avodah zarah is super chamer." Then the Gemara goes on to discuss a kohen is allowed to feed his animal karshine truma, it's animal food that's truma. So, what if a Jew rents a cow from a Kohen? So, it belongs to the Kohen, he's allowed to feed him Truma. And what about a kohen renting a cow from Yisrael? He can't feed him truma. So you see that the stirus is lo kanya. He's not kohen. So Tosus asks a stira from Avodah Zarah. Tosus a bavantia and vav, and Avodah Zarah tesvav. Both Tosus say the same thing. It's a stira. Yisrael is kanya. Yisrael is lo kanya. It's very important for us because Yisrael is kanya. So I rent. Avis rent a behema, so then I rent it out to the guy. So it belongs to the guy on Shabbos, there's no problem. But if Shiros is low kanya, then it still belongs to me, and then I'm not allowed to do that. So Tosa says that it's exeris akasav, it's only by ona'a that Shiros is kanya, but by everything else, Shiros is low kanya. That's what Tosa says. Not everyone agrees to that. Then there's a whole ganze discussion about who has the, when someone rents out in a chatzer, who has the kinyan chatzer. The kinyan chatzer is on the maskir or on the socher, the one who's renting it. Maskir or socher. Who has the kinyan chatzer? And then there's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chalishimish, Shinyu Gimbal, Rei Samech. Fine. Whole ganze discussion over there. And then this whole story, Rabban Gamliel is on a boat and he wanted to make a kinyan through kinyan chatzar. So you see that the kinyan chatzar works with socher. So basically explain that really the schiris doesn't, schiris is lo kanya. Meaning you have a schiris, there's different mishonim, it's very big balagan, humangasugya. You have the right to use it, but it's not be'etzim yours. Be'etzim still belongs to the owner. It's not a memkar liyom, even though a lot of people bring down this Gemara and seem to disagree with Tosus. Okay, but bottom line is, for the most part, Schiris is low kanya. So let's see that right now in our Gemara, which means that you cannot rent a behema to a guy for Shabbos, forgetting about Schar Shabbos problems. You're renting it for a whole week, there's no Schar Shabbos, it's a flat fee for the week, but he's going to end up working with the animal on Shabbos, and that's going to be, he's not kohen of the animal, the animal still belongs to the Balabayas, the Balabayas is a Jew, and he's over on this Isser Assay of Shvisa's Behema. Okay. Reish Mem Vav Gimel. Asur Lahaskir O Lahashil Behemto Lehme Yudi. You are not allowed to either rent out nor lend your Behema to a guy. The Lashon HaMachaber seems to be Kedei Sheyase B'Malacha B'Shabbos. In order that he will do Malacha on Shabbos, Mishbura changes the Girsa, as do others, Sivkat and Yud Aleph, Tzarech Lomar, Shema Ya'aseh Ba Malacha, lest perhaps he will do Malacha. Michei Muchach, Mashuchan Arach Gufa, the Gra, fine. So you're not allowed to rent or lend a behemoth to a guy because he might do Malacha with your animal. She'adam mitzuve al shvisas behemto. A person is commanded to have his behemoth rest on Shabbos. The arrangement doesn't make a difference. On Shabbos, that animal cannot be working. And a person mitzvah shvisas behemta. The pasuk says, "Lama'an yenuach sharcha v'chamorecha," in order that your shor and chamor will rest. The afa God this your behemah leniyudi, even though you're renting it out to the guy. Hakaim melon, we all the schiras lo kanya. The schiras does not is not a kinyan, it's not his. Va'avalei behemto she Yisrael, and still remains the name of the Jew. Umetzuba al shvisasa. Now, if we just stop there, it means I can't rent out my behema to a guy because he's going to use the animal. What if I rent out the guy's behema and then I let the animal do whatever? I don't do it with him if I encourage him to do malacha. So that's machamer. That's a different. That's already a law. But I let him work, but without my being there. Whatever, he knows what to do. He does it on his own. The animal. So then that should be okay because it's the guy's animal. It's not my animal. Leaving out my sign, anything else. So that another big balagan. Okay, we didn't get there yet. So I didn't read that line. The Eish Omrim de Lachomra Amrina de Schiras Kanya. So Mishnah brings down from the Magen Avraham that goes Ashri that it's not so poshut that Schiras lo. We basically pass it lo Kanya, but Eish Omrim that Lachomra it is Kanya. And the Al Kana therefore Im Yisrael Sachabeim Amigoy Mitzuvah Shvisasa. Even though it's not mine, I still have to have the animal rest. I can't just say, oh, it's the guy's animal working. Because L'chumra, I don't think the Aruch HaShulchan went with that at all. I think Aruch HaShulchan says, Schiris lo kanya, and I think he rejected this whole thing. But continues the Mishnah Berurah, and Nachon Lahachmir, Kaven Du Isadaraisa. Now, which case does everyone agree on? It seems. If I rent it from a guy, it belongs to the guy. I rent it from the guy, and then I sublease it. I rent it out now to a different guy. So if it belongs to the original Balabayas, that's a guy. If it belongs to one right now is the socher, that's the other guy. I'm just the middleman. So Mamanashal, that's going to be mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah.
Even though they're not getting money.
Yeah, they don't get any money. Then he says, you have to make sure when you buy or sell a behemoth to a guy that you do it properly. We mentioned this earlier. It's a big machlokas. How is a guy kone? And how you kone from a guy? Is it with kesef or is it with meshicha? He says you should do both. If you did only one of the two kinyanim, so it's a safek. Have a sveka de dina vazlina lechomra. She says behemoth because it's an isadaraisa. Go back to the Sharatin Oisye Gimel. So, again, he brought down that goes Ashri, who says, Eschirus Kanya Luchumra. So, if I rent out an animal from a guy, there is a Shisa's Behema Luchumra on me as the Socher. Mishabur Sharatin Oishir Gimel. Va'af Dilich Oira Mashmal Yamagin Abram to Safek Gomor Lagos Ashri, even though it seems to the Magin Abram that it's a Safek Gomor. I'm not sure why I said that, except he did throw out maybe from the Tzarachin and the Magen Avraham. Not sure. Kraisigu kamach or until Masha Shamkain. Shekosav rak shetov lizaher. Ho sheyatsum in pigon. He's saying it's not really a full fledged suffix of, you know, 50-50. It's just, I don't know if they're going to somebody that goes Sashi or someone else, but he said it, so one should be Matov Lizaya, one should be Makbid. The Gambi Yaradeh Simin Kuf Nun Aleph Besofa. That's talking about, this time, I don't understand. I rent out a house from a guy, and the guy leaves his Avodah Zarah in the house. So I can't let him leave his Avodah Zarah in the house. So if Schirus is Lo Kanya, it's still the guy's house, why can't the guy's Avodah Zarah stay in the guy's house? No, I don't know. That sounds very basic. You shouldn't have Avodah Zarah in your dalet amas, but they want to say based on that's the same sugar. Schir is kanya luchumra, and it's a part of losavi toyer vel beisacha, and luchumra it's your bias. Besofa kasev shem haramah in yeredei kufnan aleph sheyesh lahachmir. But lo shu safi gomor. La'akin kasev direction nachon lahachmir. And then there should bring down from Shema Zalman. So if you're renting out the Behema, you only have to stop him from Melachas Daraisa because it's just a Chumra Vama. If he wants to Melachas Darabana on his own, you can let him do that. Fine. Because Bir Alacha, Diva Matzah Osa, Lahaskir, we're not going to go through it. Rikki Vega talks about what if you sell Behema and he has the option to return it. If you know, give a money back guarantee. You buy something, you have to. 30 days to try it out. If you don't like it, we'll return it. So what's the status of that behemoth during those 30 days? So he says it's okay. That's considered the guy's behemoth. He bought it. Even in the end, he returns it. So at the time he had it, was his. Then, Dibur Maskil, Bir Alocha, Behem Tolein Yudi. We're talking about an animal that does work. A behemoth gasa, a big animal, not a little animal. Then, Bir Alocha, Dibur Maskil, Shvisa Behem Tolein. He says, not only behemoth, who adin chayos, v'ofos, even fish.
Say it again. There's a situation that the guy has a name belongs to the guy, and we don't say Schirus Kani and Chumah. Like, it belongs to the guy.
Who has the behemoth right now? If you say Skiris Lo Kanya, then it's the guys. It's okay, but we're saying Luchumra. Not everyone agrees to that. No, it's a Gaos Ashri, and the Mishmur says Nachon Lachmir. I think the Racha Shulchan said not to. He said, I think he threw it out. Yeah, he said it belongs to God. Skiris Lo Kanya, to be consistent. Pretty sure Racha Shulchan rejected that. It's a little bit shy. They talk about dogs that are trained to turn lights on and off. Okay, again, Reish Ben Bab Gimel. Also, Lahaskil Lahasha Behemta Lagai Kadesh or Shema Yasibam Malacha B'Shabbos. You're not a renter, lend your behemoth to a guy, because he might do melacha on Shabbos, and you are mitzvah al shvisas behemto, and it's still your behema because skiras lo kanya. Hagod. You can't rent it or lend it to him and say on Sunday, okay, I want it back on Friday. This is a 6-day rental. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now you want it back Friday, noon. 12 o'clock, afternoon. You have to return my behemoth. That would be good. And then you have to hope he returns it. What if he doesn't? We'll soon see. But to say you have my behema for 2 weeks, but the deal is that on Shabbos you have to let him rest. That you're not allowed to do. Because the guy's not believed to let your animal rest on Shabbos. He's not afraid to do malach with your animal, because he borrowed it or he rented it. That's what he's supposed to do. Oh, you told him not to do on Shabbos? He's not worried about that. And therefore, he's not going to listen to you, and therefore, that situation doesn't get, you can't do that. And Deir Shufin HaTorah, they bring the Narach HaShulchan. Narach HaShulchan says, but if he leaves by you a check pikadon, he leaves you 200 shekel, whatever it is, 200 shekel. He says, I won't work the animal on Shabbos, and here's my check pikadon. If you find out that I work the animal on Shabbos, you can keep the 200 shekel. Now, if the guy lives, out of the tchum and you can never figure it out, I don't know. But that's how Aruch HaShulchan says that you have some way of checking up on the guy, then that would be good enough. I don't know. I take that back. Not if you're already checking up, but you have some collateral. You have this check pikadon, then the guy has an interest, of not working the animal on Shabbos.
What if he does work on Shabbos? It doesn't help.
You're saying you get to keep the check, but
But the point is to prevent it from happening.
At home, if you see your animal, you don't have to stay there all day long with surveillance cameras, make sure my camera doesn't do that.
No, he could do for himself. He's allowed to eat grass.
He's also allowed to plow the field, meaning if I
no, he's not allowed to plow the field. No.
What am I supposed to do?
Animals don't just plow fields. Well, he picked up the plow and he started going. I mean, I don't know. Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, well, what does it help? Well, what does it help if he says he's going to return it on Friday and he didn't return it on Friday? Maybe he should never be allowed to rent out of him to a guy ever. Maybe he won't return it when he's supposed to. Let's see right now. Whatever. What we're going to say right now answers the kashi just asked you. So anyway, let's see. V'im hishila o iskira le'en yudi v'isim malach z'ilo kodem ha-Shabbos. And if he lent it or rented it out to the guy, and he made it tonight, you have to return it before Shabbos, and the guy just didn't come back on Erev Shabbos, and he kept it on Shabbos. V'ikva b'Shabbos. So what should he do? Yafkirena. He should be mafkir the animal so that it's not his. Okay, hold on, time out. Okay, there is a Gemara, Mishnah, Gemara, Tosis, Shabbos, Daf, Yatayin, Yudches. Beis Shammai has something called Shvisas Kalim. Shvisas Kalim means my Kalim and I to work on Shabbos. So the Gemara has a Kash on Beis Shammai. How do you have Halakos Ner Shabbos? The Ner is working on Shabbos. So Beis Shammai says, you mafkir the Ner before Shabbos. It's a very strange scenario. But you mafkir the Ner before Shabbos. So Tosis says, even though the Gemara answers for Beis Shammai that you mafkir the Ner before Shabbos, you cannot be somech on that and rent out animals to Goyim and say, just like the Shita Beis Shammai, I could just be mafkir, make my Shabbos candles hefker, I'll just make my animal hefker and let him and give it out to the guy. That you can't do. Why? The Hacha Shiny D.E.F. Shabbinyan Acher. It's different over here by Shabbos candles because there's no other way to do it. And it's not something that's for some. It's something that's in the privacy of your own home. Here, the animal's going to go out. People are going to see your animal working on Shabbos. Hey, that's Betsy. It belongs to the Schwartz family. And it's Yeshiva Inyan Achim. So, based on that, Tosfos, the Beis Yosef says, that could be, that's only when you're mafkir, beino levein atzma, by yourself. But if you're mafkir in front of three people, then maybe even the chatzilah will work. Then he says, but the Mordechai, that goes, my man, they don't like that. even bifnei shlosha, they don't like it. Lamaisa, the Bach does like it. The Bach ends up saying it's okay. Others do not like it. Then there's a Gemara in Nedarim Mem Hei Amud Aleph. There's a Machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mishum Shem Ben Yod Tzadak, you need hefk in front of three, otherwise it doesn't work. In front of three works; in front of two does not work." So let's get in Ein Bein Hamoder. Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi says, "Min Torah, even be'echad, it's hefker." So why did Chazal say three? Three is so that one person can be kind of it from hefker, and the other two are edim that we saw Reuven be mafker, and we saw Shimon be kona. So it needs to be done in front of three midrabanan, midrashim in front of one. What is it in front of one? Zmachlok is Rambam Rosh. The Rambam says that one can even be the Mafkir himself. I can do it, Beni the Beinaz. I can do it by myself. I'm one. That's good enough. And the Rambam says, no, you need one person aside from you. Now, it's very fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch and Choshim Mishpah passes like the Rambam that you need somebody else aside for the Mafkir to be there. And the Ramah says, no, you don't. And here we're going to see in Aruch Chaim that the Shittas are flipped. To make it Hefker. Okay, let's see. So now the animal, he was supposed to return the animal before Shabbos, he didn't. What should you do? Yafkirana b'nil b'nasa kodam ha-Shabbos. The Machaber says he should be mafkir by himself before Shabbos. Even though in Choshem Mishpat he says that doesn't work. Minat Torah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work with the Rabbanu, it doesn't work with the Torah. It doesn't work for nothing. Here, for some reason, it works. So they ask the steerer in the Machaber. Oh, yo, or he should say, behemti knuyu la goy. My name now belongs to the guy. Kedei sheyinot some Issa daraisa. So he will be saved from the Issa daraisa. That's his lot of Mishabur. Mishabur sifkat on yudalid, yafki rena. Vizal dafki bidiyavid. This all bidiyavid. You can't do this lechatchila. Give him the animal for Shabbos and be mafkir. He's had to return it. Bidiyavid, he did not return it. Shikvar hisnimo. You made it tonight. He's going to return it, and he ignored you, and he didn't return it. The ikva b'Shabbos. Aval lechatchila also laskir adash kishe yagia yom haShabbos sheyafkimena. Lechatchila, you cannot give him the animal and just be mafker it when it comes to Shabbos. You have to insist on getting it back. If he doesn't bring it back, so what are you supposed to do? You're stuck. You're stuck. Then he can be mafker it. He says, even if you mafkir in front of three, not everybody knows you made a hefker, and people still see Betsy the Schwartz cow doing work on Shabbos. People are going to tachshad and marisayim. The ap mechira ain heter, and you can't sell it to the guy on Shabbos. The ap mechira ain heter elik shemocher bento legoy b'mechira gemura. If you want to sell it, you have to sell it full. There's no such thing as a temporary sale. I sold it for the day. There's no selling it for the day. You have to sell it legamri. I'll call you me'a shavua. V'lo kir shemoche lo yom Shabbos l'chud m'mnech shad. Because it doesn't work, but that's going to be, there's marasayin over there. V'abach ma'ati l'chatzchil l'haskir adash shefkin b'fnei shlosha. The Bach will let you do it l'chatzchila. Give it to the guy. Adash to be mafkin in front of three. Dekevin to shlosha yodim. It becomes public knowledge. Mefaris ha'milsa. It's not going to be techshad because already three people know. Three people know. The whole shul knows. So once you mafkir it, it's not yours. It's not yours. There's no shvius. It's beima problem. The alpha got the hefker ben shiab b'fnei shlosha. Even though hefker really needs to be in front of three people, which is what the Ramah says over there. No, the Ramah says over there. They're talking about deraisa. In the Torah, the Machaber requires one person. The Ramah requires nobody. But midrabanan, you need three. Avakad the hefker b'nei shev b'fnei shlosha zel midrabanan. Aval midraisa afilu b'nei b'nei sagi. It's enough to have just him by himself. That's going to the Rush and the Ramah over there. But now v'achas shekvar yiskira v'hislamim shechzirana v'ikva here where it's not his fault. He's supposed to get it back. So dai bazek zeli natzam yisura daraisa. It's enough to be saved from the isur daraisa. V'ayim b'beis yosef sheis pelkin shesharvin the gab b'kan afshu b'di'ebe b'ine dafka tlasa. No, he needs three. The question is there a durabon over here? Why do you need three? You need three to be mechazik, the inyan of the hefker. So some say, okay, here is durabon, good. You save yourself from the daraisa, but midrabon, you still have a problem. You need three midrabon. Others say, no, usually you need three. Here you don't, because we there's like this, you don't want to be over on the issa daraisa. She says, behema, so we assume that your hefker is a wholehearted hefker to save you from the issa, and therefore even though usually midrabon, you need three, now you do not need three. But since some say here you do need three, al kein tov li zar b'zeh lechatchila, if you can. The al kopanim, you should at least have one. The rabbi migdoli aposkin serving the abda raisa, in a hefke ashiya afkira, al kopanim fnei adam echad. And the machaber himself passes like that in Cheshem Mishpah Reishan Gimel. But if he fnei echad mi anshe beizu dar b'zeh, you could do it in front of one of his family members, that would also be okay. The sharatin on the bottom, ois yud ches, talks about the stira in the machaber from here to Reish Ayin Gimel. Mishmur Sifkatan Tez Zayim, Behemti Knuya Lagoy, Ayim Bemagar Avram, Shedaito, you can't say by himself, my animal here now belongs to the guy, because the guy has to know about it. He says, Dafkim, oh, it'll be fun. If you have to tell the guy, you call him up on the phone. Behemti Knuya Lacha, my behemoth is now coming to you. Shaz Miskavin a guy, the Knosa, Vinik Nisloba Mirazu. So then he's kind of, Kevin Shibashuso, since it's in his Rashus, Vikan Le Chatzero, and is a Kenyan Chatzer. Avam Omer Ken Shaloba Fana, but he says it not in front of the guy. Lo Kana, any of the cloud, he's not going to be Kana at all. Vafilim Zikala De Yisrael Acher, even if he wants to make a Kenyan, and the Jew will be Zochin, and Zochin the Adam Shaloba Fana, Ganki, Lomahani, Kamavor, Bechoshimish, Bereish, Mem Gimel, Yudalid. There's all concepts of, I can be Zochin, something for you, something special, working through Shlichus, and there's no Shlichus by a guy. And if there's no Shlichus by a guy, so then Zochin, Adam, Shaloba Fana, not going to work by the guy, and therefore that's not a way of getting the Behemah to the guy. Okay, right here in the Ramah, if you want to do it, you can do it in front of three bnei adam, kedin shar hefker, like a regular case of hefker. But no one's allowed to grab it from you. Why? The vada in kavanasa, even if you're mafker at stam, vada in kavanasa, rakadei lafkima, lavis a Shabbos. Why is he being mafker? He's mafker it to be saved from the Isser. It means he's really being mafker it for Shabbos. Okay, spend some time. Mafker for Shabbos. That means after Shabbos it goes back to being mine. On Shabbos it's hefker. So they bring down, if someone wants to grab it, in Achinami, someone could grab it. But right now, who's in control of this behema? The guy. Right? This is the guy. That's the whole problem. It's really mine. So if someone wants to go grab this because they know that it's hefker, so first of all, most of Shabbos, it goes back to me. Because it's only it's a temporary hefker. It's full-fledged hefker. Right now, anyone can grab it and take it. But right now, the guy's in control. He's not going to let anybody else take it. And after Shabbos, it goes back to me. So right now, the guy has it, but the guy has it only after Shabbos. And then it goes back to me because this is a temporary hefker. That's a Gemara over there in the Darim. And daf before, like daf men dal, him give him men dal over there. That you can have a temporary hefker. It only works for Shabbos. But it's full-fledged. The guy's kona for Shabbos. But then he has to give it back. There is no shvisas beim on yontiv because it's written by Shabbos, doesn't apply to yontiv. However, okay, there's more to say on this, but we'll leave it over here. The Mishnah brings down the Marashah, disagrees, and he says yontiv and Shabbos is the same, and just like it's relevant to Shabbos, also relevant to yontiv. And I'm b'magen Avram sheherich baza umevi da beis yosef v'sim min tov said hey b'des v'shani baza umetzadi sham the iser v'alkein yesh lahachmir against the Ramah that Shvisas Behema applies not only in Shabbos but also on yontiv like the Marashah ubebir agor gam kein herich baza umasik da ikar kedas Marashah that Shvisas Behema applies on yontiv just like it applies on Shabbos.